Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, let's circle back here to something we started talking about just a couple of minutes ago. Good morning, Bird Show. I think it is a movie cliche. I don't know that it's ever been done in real life where you're at a wedding and, you know, when the priest says, hey, is there anybody here that objects to the wedding? Somebody stands up and goes, it's me! Never really seen that in real life. But you say you've been at a wedding where this happened. Ashley, you want to say, Bert, you're wrong. I have been at a wedding where somebody has objected in the middle of the wedding.
So I was a bridesmaid, and my very good girlfriend is getting married. And we're all down there getting ready, taking pre-wedding photos. I mean, the photographer, the caterers, at this point, everybody's there. It's right before the wedding, like all the groom's party is on the middle floor, and the bridesmaids are all getting ready on the top floor. So we're right about to go into the ceremony. And she comes down the stairs, and he turns around. They're all watching, like, I don't know, some type of a movie. I don't remember if a game was on. And he turns around, looks at her, and then turns back at the TV, and her mom has a meltdown. Like, this is not the man you're supposed to marry. Like, he wasn't even studying her when she came down. You know, he just turned right back around. He wasn't in awe, and she had, like, a meltdown. Well, then it ends up being this whole big fiasco where he ends up, like, walking out down the street. People are going to talk to him. It turns into it's either me or your mom. Like, your mom's crazy. Pick now. And so, and her mom's not, by the way. And, yeah, everyone was like, at this point, no. Okay, he's not the one. Well, turns out, on the bachelor party the weekend before, his iPad was left at the apartment, which I did not know. And he was messaging another girl to meet up later in the future, okay? And this man's getting married. So, either way, she dodged a bullet. It ended up getting called off, and we just had a big party that night. Not me, I went home. But yeah, everything was paid for. All the food was there, the DJ, everything. So everybody ended up, you know, just having a big expensive party, and they did not get married. And when I tell you, they did not talk a single day ever again.
So, wow. Okay, so much to unpack here.
Yeah, because it didn't happen at the ceremony. But I mean, still close enough. She's walking down the stairs in her, like, all dolled up hair, makeup, wedding gown. And he turns and looks at her, doesn't say a word, and turns back and looks at the television.
Yes, because all the groomsmen were in, like, you know, the groom's suite. And we were on the third floor. We had already taken all the pre-wedding photos, everything. All that jazz had been done. Okay. Like, this is right before. And the mom was like, on her heart, this is not the man you should marry. So, yeah, that's what it turned into. Me or your mom, a big fiasco. And when I did not talk not one time after that day.
Dang. Wow. So immediately after that, he walks out of, what, the church or whatever, and is walking down the street. And that's when he says, like, it's me or your mom. And this is on the sidewalk in front of the church. And that's when it's over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Drama. Yeah.
That is a story. And she never looks back, has never talked to him since.
Yeah, because he never reached out, never apologized, like nothing, zero. Their stuff was moved into storage. They went to the storage unit separately. Never crossed paths. When I tell you, never spoke again, a phone call, nothing.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I want to put you on hold because there is a podcast called The Breakup Breakdown that you need to be at. Somebody needs to be on.
I want the almost wife on this podcast. I want to hear how she's doing now. Wow. Is she happy? Is she married now?
She is happy, and I don't think she would like to talk about it. She moved from Atlanta to South Carolina now, and she's with someone else, and they have a baby.
Oh, good.
And this is only 2 years later, so, I mean, you know, anything can happen.
Wow. That is an incredible story. I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
All
right. Bye, Ashley. Do whatever you have to do to find that woman and put her on your podcast. All right, moving on. The Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert film comes out Friday, and it's a big deal not only for Abby, but could be for you too. Deets, Abby, deets.
Ooh, I'm so excited. So on Saturday, you have a chance to join me at one of the theaters here in Atlanta for a private screening of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour concert film. It's going to be so fun. I'm hosting it. If you want to enter to win, all you got to do is go to theburtshow.com, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to be exchanging friendship bracelets. There will be dancing. There will be frivolity. There will be just a general sense of girlhood. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, you just heard, like, the Taylor Stager. Don't call. Now's not a time to call to win. Right now, you just need to go to theburtshow.com and get your butt signed up so you can join Abby on
Saturday. Go to the website.
Abby just promised you frivolity.
Frivolity.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds amazing.
Let's get frivolous.
You did it.
That's what it's
going to
be like in the theater. Don't you boys
want to
go?
Yeah. Can't wait.
I go to the website immediately, theburtshow.com. All right, so you guys went to Hillcrest Orchards in Ellijay?
We went apple picking this past weekend, and we had a great time. So it was myself and Jimmy Jam, and it was Kaylee and his wife and his three kids, Kai, Max, and Kiki, our friend Amanda and Asa. We had the best time picking apples and going to the petting zoo and just having a great time. Hillcrest is amazing. They have set up like this. It was awesome for the kids and for the adults. But I completely forgot about this story you told me, because I was with all the kids around a table waiting for parents to stand in line and get food, because it got thick because there's a lot of people showed up later in the day.
Yeah, so I guess right before we departed, we were all hungry after petting baby goats and walking around and all that good stuff. And so I, like a gentleman, stood in line for like, I seemed like an hour to order some food. And my wife was there and this other girl that was with us, Amanda. And as soon as everyone placed their orders, they all dipped back to the where Kristen had nicely secured a table. Yeah, she had five kids, and I'm just sitting there waiting. Now, it's like this little covered area, and then there's these round, like, picnic table deals, and but it's really narrow, so you have to walk on each side to get to the far end where Kristen was sitting. And I'm just sitting there watching, and there's this nice little couple, and I'd seen this guy walking around with one of those hiking packs where you put your child. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like rectangular.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I guess those packs, when you take them off and the child is still in them, are meant, I believe, to be able to be set on the ground and safely stay upright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just standing there, and I'm just people watching, because the people watching was glorious. It was really cool. And I noticed that the hiking pack is on the seat of the table.
Where?
So it's not on top of the table. It's like on the bench part. And then all of a sudden, I just pan back, and that thing falls over and smacks on the ground. I was like, oh my God, was there a baby in there? And all of a sudden, the dad rushes over and like jacks the thing up off the ground, and their kid fell flat on his face.
No.
And then the mom started freaking out. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And it was very dusty there. So as they were wiping the baby's face off, you could see the streak of dust in its hair.
It was like a plume. When he says it's dusty, we had a coat of film on us from dust, from the gravel and the dirt and stuff like that. But they came back, and Kaylee, as excited as he is now, I just saw a baby face plant. And you know, I'm like, is the baby okay?
I have no idea. But I will tell you, that guy, the wife kept it together, but you know he was sleeping on the couch for the net. He was not allowed to be in charge of baby anymore, I guarantee
Definitely.
That.
It's the Burt Show. Hey, the Burt Show.